Kitchen Zaf Zaf Yedalad. So we got around 8 lines down. The Gemara says Bay Minay. So Bay Minay, Achi Tana de Bay Rabbi Chiya, Bay Rabbi Chiya. The Halal of Megillah, Ma'u She Yafsik. When it comes to Halal, when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, is a person allowed to be Mafsik? Are you allowed to interrupt in between? Rashi says with regards to Sheila Shalom. We were talking about Sheila Shalom up until now. So you're allowed to be Mafsik in between Halal and in between Megillah. So what's the Sheila? So Gemara explains. Aminan, do we say Kal v'chomer kriyashma deraisa posek halo derbanan mibay? If there are certain allowances for a hefsek during kriyashma, which is deraisa, so certainly then during halo would be permitted because the halo is only a derbanan. Well, then perhaps we should say presume nisa adif. Maybe since halo and megillah are presume nisa, maybe they should have more stringent laws, and one should not be able to be mafsek. Samarle posek vein bekachkum. The Gemara Paschim is allowed to interrupt, and there is no concern. So Amar Rabba, Yamim Sheha Yachid Gomer Behenes HaHalo, the days that the Yachid completes Halo, Bein Perek Beperek Posek, between the Prakim of persons allowed. What does it mean a Yachid is Gomer HaHalo? So Rashi explained, Yamim Sheha Yachid Gomer Behenes HaHalo, Shucho B'lecho Adam, that everyone must recite it, V'heim Echad V'esem Yom B'shana, there are 21 days. 18 days in Eretz Yisrael, and 21 days in Chutz Laaretz because of 2 day Yondif. The 18 days are 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Hanukkah, that's 16. First day of Pesach, and first day of Shavuos, that's 18. And in Chutz Laaretz, you have one more day Shavuos, one more day Sukkot, one more day Pesach, that gives 21. So these days, so what's the halacha? The Gemara says, again, Yamim Shayachid Gomer Behen Sahala, when you do full Hallel, Bein Perak, in between the Kapitel Tehillim, Posek, you're able to interrupt for Sheila Shalom, but Be'emsa Perak, if one's in the middle of a Perak, in a Posek, you're not allowed to. However, Yamim She'ena Yachid Gomer Behen Sahala, a day that a Yachid does not complete Hallel, with what we know as a Chatzi Hallel, such as Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed Pesach. So then, Afil Be'emsa Perak Posek, even in the middle of a Perak, one's allowed to be Posek. Ain't is that really true? V'ha Rav Bar Sheva Ikle V'gabe de Ravina. One time he visited Ravina, and it was during the days Yamim Shena Yachid Gomer as a Halal. It was one of the days where they would say only a Chatzi Halal, either Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed Pesach, but lo pasiklei. And Ravina didn't greet to Rav Bar Sheva. The Gemara gives an interesting answer. Shaini Rav Bar Sheva de lo chashuv ala de Ravina. Ravina wasn't machshiv him so much. It wasn't worthwhile to be mafsik for him. But had it been a person who was worthwhile being mafsik for, or someone who he'd show respect to, so then in Enoch Anami, he would have been mafsik. So it's interesting, the Gemara here calls Halil a Pirsumanisa. So since it's Pirsumanisa, Rav Shirmach points out that just like by Megillah, there's an inyan of the Rov Am Hajis Melech, that he should be part of the Tzibor, the bigger minion who have a greater impact of Pirsumanisa. So through Halil, a person should say, with a minion, don't say it by yourself. So along these lines, he explains, so I understand how Halil and Hanukkah, that's Pirsumanisa. I also understand how Halal on Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, those are also Pirsum Nisa. Each event, each Yom Tov celebrates a certain element of Neis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Ani HaKavod, Kabbalah Satorah. But with respect to Rosh Chodesh, what's the Pirsum Nisa involved in Rosh Chodesh? So Rosh Chodesh is Mechadesh, that because Rosh Chodesh represents the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and the calendar and the Teva of the world, that itself is changing the Teva, changing the moon, changing the month, changing the cycle. All of that shows the Niflaus HaBore, and that is considered Nes, and that's why even Halal Rosh Chodesh is considered Pirsume Nes. Back to the Gemara now. First, why lying down here in Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, asks the question, Bo'i minei ashin tan midibay Rabbi Yami, mi Rabbi Yami. Hashari betainis mal shiitam, a person is in the middle of fasting. What halacha is he allowed to taste? Achila v'shtila kabbalah v'halecha? Did he only accept upon himself not to eat and not to drink, but tasting isn't eating and drinking? Ol dilma hana kabbalah v'ha'ika. Or perhaps he said it's also to take kav hana, and even tasting would be considered hana. The Rashi says, mal sheyitem es hatavshil l'das and tzarech melech otavim. You taste the food to see if it needs more seasoning. Tosis on the bottom points out, two Tosis to look at here. Odilma Hanas Aleh, Hai Lishna Mashma Demari B'Tainis Yachid. It sounds like when he's Makabal, what type of Tainis was he Makabal on himself? Sounds like he's referring to a Tainis Yachid, a personal Tainis a person took upon himself. Sheyikabal Yachid Shekibal Aleh. Aval Tosis points out, if it's a Tainis HaKasav Aleh, we're talking about one of the tiny seaboards, Tisha B'Av and Shivat HaBatamos and so on, that would not be a shayla. Even the Hana, even a Ti'ima would be permitted as well. Or rather, would be Aser. Certainly it would be Aser. It's only a shayla for Tainus Yachid, trying to figure out the Umdin Adas, what the person's Das was when he's Makabal Tainus. So what's the halacha? The Gemara Paskins, Amalei, Toim Vein Batach Klum. You're allowed to taste it, and it's not a problem. And Tani Nami Hachi, the Barisa also says this, Mitaemes, Eina Tuna Bracha, one who tastes doesn't require bracha. What type of taste are we talking about? Well, we'll just finish off this Gemara, then we'll read Tosos. So one who tastes doesn't require bracha. Vashari Batainis, a person who's in a Tainis, is Toim Vein Batach Klum. He could also taste, because it's not a problem. So you see, tasting isn't considered achila, it doesn't require bracha, and it doesn't break the fast. Ad kama, what's considered tasting, and then at what point do you go from tasting to considered eating? Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yossi, both of them hold, tamo, you'll have to taste food, ad shiur reviyasa. Until shiur reviyas, so then that's considered achila. The pasha pshat is, you're mamish tasting and swallowing, as long as it's less than a reviyas. But Tosas on the bottom here says, toim vein b'kach klum, per shavein achananel, shechoze upolit. It's where you put it on your tongue to taste for seasoning, and then you spit it out, but you don't actually swallow. The lo chashiv hanam natima, you don't get enough from the tima. About bole, if you swallow even a small amount, lo, that wouldn't be allowed. Afil b'shar tanyos, mishim hachi apolit ein otzarech bracha. That's why you don't need to, when you spit it out, you don't need to say bracha. But if you're swallowing even a kol shu, the din is you have to say bracha. So too, swallowing even a kol shu and a tanyos would be a problem. Our only shaila here is tasting it on your tongue and then spitting it out. That doesn't require bracha, and that does not break up the tainus. Back to the Gemara now, Amar Rav. A person who greets a friend before he davens, the Gemara says, it's ki'ilu asa bama. It's as if he built a bama. Bama is a mizbeach outside the base of Mikdash. As if he bought a bama, which is a bama for Avodas Chachamim. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk Yishayahu, chidlu lachem min ha'odam asher neshama b'afo, ki bameh nechshavu. Don't be osik with the person. Don't be osik in the person's cover, showing Hashem before you've machshav kadosh baruch hu, before you daven. Al tikrei bameh hela bama. It's like building a bama. It's recognizing someone outside of kadosh baruch hu before davening first. Shmuel Amar bameh chashavtu lezev lo lelo kap. So he said no. It should be bameh. Bameh means with what do you mean machshav this person before you be machshav and recognizing a kadosh baruch hu. Different ways to type the pasuk, but either way, one should not greet someone prior to daven. So Meshiv Rav Sheshiv asks a question. The prakim shalom is may covered Meshiv. The person's in the middle of saying Shmona Esrei, but he hasn't yet davened Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah says you're allowed to greet a person. So we just said one who's makav, one who's sheila shalom to chaveiro kodum sheis palel is kilu bon ebama. But here we say you're allowed to greet someone during Shema, as well, even though it's before Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara says, Targum Rabbi Abba explains, B'mashkim l'pascha. That which we say it's also to give shalom to a person before davening, it's only a situation where a person goes out of the way in order to greet someone. So if you happen to bump into someone along the way, you're saying Shema, or you're on the derech and you happen to bump into someone, so then you'd be allowed to greet someone. But to go out of the way to stop off and say hello to your neighbors before you daven, that's what the Gemara says is also. Gemara now says further, the other things related to doing actions before davening. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zera, Kala Osa, Chafatza, Vakodim, Shishpala. A person does a business in any personal matters before davening. Ki'ilu, Bana Bama, as if he built a Bama. Amar Leide said to him, Bama Amarta, you think it's a Bama? Amar Leide, lo, Aser coming. I said, it's Aser, not really building a Bama, but it's just Aser to do this. We could have Idi Bar Avin, the Amar Rabbi Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashion, a person may not do personal matters before davening. Shenemar, tzedek lefanav yahalich, v'yasim l'derech pa'amav. First, the person has to use tzidkus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then only afterwards, v'yasim l'derech pa'amav, can he go on to his personal matters. So the person shouldn't work, person shouldn't travel, person shouldn't exercise. All these things are also before davening. Now, there are sometimes exceptions, but the straight reading of the Gemara, nothing is allowed prior to davening. One who davens, and only after he davens, travels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also lechafata. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills his personal wills and personal interests. Shenemar, it says, tzedek lefan of yahalich, if you go to the tzedek, you go to give a kodesh baruch hu, the tzedek, if you will, if you daven him first, and then you also mazeach pamav, then a kodesh baruch hu is going to place you on the proper path with success. Gemara says, I think that last couple lines of the page here, Amar Rabbi Yona, Amar Rabbi Zera, kol halan shivas yamim belo chalom, nikra ra. Person who sleeps for 7 days and doesn't see a dream, doesn't have a dream, he's called ra, bad. Shinemar, as it says, v'saveya yolim val yipakid ra, al tikre saveya ela sheva. If 7 days without yipakid, without a kodesh baruch who's sending him messages, so then that person is called ra, he's called evil. So Amar le Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan Kol Masbira Asma Midrei Torah, a person who satiates himself with Limud HaTorah, the Lord then goes to sleep with that. Ein Mevasana Sa B'Soros Rose, he won't see any bad dreams. Shenemar V'Saveyo Yolim Bali Pakid Ra, the person who's Saveya, so then he's not going to see any Bali Pakid Ra, he won't get any bad dreams. So Elohim Bina Prakim. So now we're going back to speaking between Shema, so what's considered Bina Prakim? The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Bein El Kechem LeEmes Yatziv Lo Yastik." We pass in a person shot interrupt between Hashem El Kechem Emes. You should have them next to each other. Amar Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Further, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason why Emes has to be right after Hashem El Kechem Emes? Because it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, "The Hashem Elokim Emes." But just like in the pasuk, Emes is attaching to Elokim, so too in Shema we should say, Ani Hashem El Kechem Emes. So then the Gemara says, now, asks the Gemara, Chozer V'Omer Emes, when you say Emes initially, Hashem El Kechem Emes, when you say Emes V'Yotziv, do you have to say Emes a second time? Or do you just say Emes once for both the end of Shema and the beginning of Emes V'Yotziv? So do we say Chozer V'Omer Emes, do you repeat the word Emes again? Oh, Eino Chozer V'Omer Emes, or you don't repeat it. So Amar Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chozer v'Omer Emes, one does in fact repeat it. Rabba Amar, Eino Chozer v'Omer Emes, you don't repeat it. The Gemara says, Ahu, Denichas Kamen de Rabba, a person was once davening in front of Rabba, and Shmas Rabba, Amar Emes, Emes Shrezim, he said it two times. So Amar Rabba, Kol Emes, Emes, Tafshile. So he says, such Emes, Emes, a person doesn't have to say it, doesn't make any sense, and one should not do this. I neglected, I'm sorry for a second, I forgot to do a Tosfos and Amud Aleph here regarding Hallel, so since I already missed it, I won't go through it, but there is an interesting Tosfos here. He discusses the meaning of saying a bracha on a minhag. Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag, Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. So he discusses whether one should say a bracha or not, machlokis between the Rambam and others, Sfaradim Ashkenazim, whether one says a bracha on Chasi Hallel. Fine. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, we are a few lines down in Amud Beis here. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Kama malya hashmaita, how beautiful is such a halacha?" Tichiasa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. When he came, Amar, when he came to Babel, so he said, "Asri, rather Amri b'marava arvis." So in Eretz Yisrael, they would say in Marv, "Dabe el bnei Yisrael v'amarta elohem," and then they would skip to the end, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes," and they skip everything in between because tzitzis is something that's not worn at night and it's not nogeh at night. So Marav do skip out the entire parsha tzitzis and just say Damer El Bneisa V'Amarta Aleihem Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and to go to into Emes Ve'Emuna. So Amar Le'Abaye Abaye says, "My Mal Yusa, what was so special about this? This is such a great halacha. This goes against other halachas." V'ha Amar Rav Kan Amar Rav Lo Yaschil, a person should not begin parshas Vayomer at night, because it's not shaykh to have tzitzis belayla. Rav Hishchel, if a person does begin the parsha of Shema and says, "Amarta aleihem gomer," he has to complete the parsha. So v'chitem, if you're going to tell me, "V'amarta aleihem lo havi haschala," those words are amarta aleihem, that's not called haschala. If you go a little bit further, so then that's called haschala. But simply saying the words, "Dabel b'nei sov amarta aleihem," that's not haschala, and that's why you're allowed to skip it. But that's not true. Because v'ha amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak amar Rav, "Dabel b'nei Yisrael lo havi haschala," v'amarta aleihem is havi haschala. So if you just said "Dabel b'nei Yisrael" and stopped, okay, that's not called haschala. But once you said the words "v'amarta aleihem," that is the haschala. So you have to complete the entire parsha tzitzis. So amar Rav Papa says, "Kesavri b'marav," in the West, Eretz Yisrael that is, they felt "v'amarta aleihem nami lo havi haschala." They argued and felt that "amarta aleihem" is not considered a haschala, and therefore you're allowed to skip the entire paragraph until the last few words. Ad amar vasulam tzitzis. If you say vasulam tzitzis, so then that is considered haschala, whereby you would have to complete the rest of the parsha of Shema. So Amar Abaye says, "Hokach." Therefore, in the end of the day, bottom line, Anan aschule mischalinan. We begin the kam maschilim b'ma'arava. The chayven de aschalan b'migbarnami gamrim. So we do begin haschalav because in Eretz Yisrael ma'arava they began with v'amarta aleihem. But since we assume v'amarta aleihem is considered a haschala, we in Bavel have to complete the entire parsha. Because kevan daschalinan migmar nami gamino, we must complete the parsha. The ha amar Rav Kana amar Rav lo yaschil, one shouldn't begin, but if one does begin in hischil, the din is gomer. You have to complete the rest of the parsha. Chia bar Rav amar ani Hashem lokechem. So if a person says ani Hashem lokechem at night, the tzarch lomar emes, he needs to say emes at the end as well. The lo amar ani Hashem lokechem. If he doesn't say ani Hashem lokechem, eino tzarch lomar emes. You only say emes if you're saying the words ani Hashem lokechem at the end of the parsha tzitzis. V'habaylat kurei yitzis mitzrayim. But how could you not say parsha tzitzis? Don't you have to mention yitzis mitzrayim b'layla? And isn't that going to be captured in the parsha of tzitzis? So the amar hachi, you could still say, you don't have to say yitzis mitzrayim and mention it in the context of parsha tzitzis. You could mention it in another way, as follows, the Gemara says, Modim anachnu l'ach Hashem elkeinu sheyotzei sanu me'eretz Mitzrayim ufti sanu mibeit avadim v'asis l'chanisim megvuros alayam v'sharnu l'ach michamochen, the rest of the parsha. So that we mention in the bracha of the end of Kriyashma, without having to say parsha tzitzis, we do already mention tzitzis Mitzrayim, and therefore you don't have to say parsha of tzitzis. Gemara now says, Amar b'shu ben karcha lama kadmas parsha shema levayim shemoa. This was the Mishnah, why we have the order of the first parsha, the second parsha, and the third parsha. So Tanya, the Baraita says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Bidin hu shiachtim shema levayim shemoa. It makes sense to have the parsha of shema prior to the parsha of levayim shemoa as we have it. Shezeh lil moda, vizeh lil amir. One is to learn, one is to teach. The parsha of shema is to learn, vidbar tabam. And the parsha shniyah is lilamid lilamadim asam espanechem. So you have to learn before you teach. The parsha rishona of Shema goes before vayom shemo. Vayom shemoa should be before the vayomer. Shezel lomod vizel lasos. So one of them vayom shemo is to learn, and the next parsha shitzis lasos to perform mitzvahs. We know we lomod lasos. The lasos comes last. That's why parsha shitzis is last. So al tishma lomod ispe. The Shema talk about learning. The lamed lasos lespe, but there's no teaching and performance of mitzvahs in the first parsha. The first parsha of Shema is only to learn, no teaching, no learning, no doing, no action. V'hoktiv v'shinantim l'vanecha, that's teaching. And ukshartem, ukhsatem, to wear tefillin, to write mitzvahs, those are actions. The first parsha is lomod, lelamed, and lasos, all three of them. The two, moreover, v'hayam shemoa lelamed hu de'itzbe, the second parsha of v'hayam shemoa is only to teach. Lasos lespe, but there's no performance of mitzvahs. V'hoksiv, doesn't it say ukshartem, ukhsavtem? This is clearly lasos in the second parsha as well. Elahachi kamar. This is what Rabbi Shimon Yochai meant to say. V'din hu shetikdam shema levayam shemoa. It makes sense that shema should come first, because shezeh lomod lelamed lasos. Shema has three things: teaching, learning, teaching, and doing. Vayam shemoa levayomer shezeh yeshbo lelamed v'lasos. The second parsha has teaching and doing, so it should go before the parsha of tzitzis. And vayomer ain ba'el lasos bilvad. Vayomer only has the performance of mitzvahs, and that's why it goes last. So Gemara says, v'tepikle m'Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha. So how come Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai has this whole reasoning of why the order is such a way? Why wasn't he comfortable with Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha's reasoning of the Mishnah, which is about the mekabel ol mechushimayim and mekabel ol mitzvahs? So why is there a difference for our needed? The Gemara says, there's one, and there's another reason. It's okay to have two reasons. The one reason we have Shema first is V'kadeshi, Kabbalah love Ol Mechus Shemaim Tchila. Person should accept upon himself a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then V'charkach, Kabbalah love Ol Mitzvot. That's one reason. And there's a second reason. V'yon Mishum Te'isplei, Honey Mile, Achrin Yisrael. Because what we just discussed about Lilmod, Lamod, V'lasos, there are two very good reasons why we have this order. The Gemara now says, Rav Neshi Yodai V'kar Kriyashma V'anach Tefillin V'tali. Rav, his Seder Hayom would be, he'd wash his hands first, and then he'd recite Shema, and then he'd put Tefillin on, and then he would daven. That was his Seder Hayom. So the Gemara says, V'heichi Yavad Hachi, how can you do this? V'atanya, doesn't the Baraita say, Hacho for Kuch L'meis B'kever. So a person who's digging up a kever for meis, Pater M'kriyashma Minat Tefillin, Minat Tefillin, and we call Mitzvah Mishpat Torah, he's part there from all mitzvahs. He's also taking the mace mitzvah. or not even a mace mitzvah, because osik in a mace. And when a person is osik in a mitzvah, he's patur in a mitzvah. So when a person is burying the dead, he doesn't say shema, he doesn't daven, doesn't wear tefillin, and doesn't do any other mitzvah. And he gives van kresha. Let's say man shema comes, ola, he should stop digging in the kever, he should be nolti yodav, he should wash his hands, when you have tefillin, put on tefillin, the kari kriyashma, who mispal, then he should recite shema and daven. So how come here, the Gemara says you put tefillin on first, but initially, Rav said he said shema, and only afterwards did he wear tefillin. So how kufa kasha, reisha amar pater, so the Gemara says, before you even try to figure out the Bryce's question against Rav, within the Bryce itself, there's a gufa question, there's an internal question. Because the reisha amar, the reisha said, pater, he's pater from tefillin, sittis, but, you know, all mitzvah Torah. But then Sefer says he's chayiv, then he has to get up from the digging, and he needs to recite shema. So is he pater, is he chayiv? And so Gemara answers, Halakasha, there is no contradiction here. Seifa betray and Reisha bechad. The Reisha is the one person where he's the only one being osik in the burial. So therefore he's potter in the mitzvah. So he has to be osik in the kever. But when there's two people, so if one guy is digging, the other guy can go daven. So they could take turns, and that's when we say it's chayv. Mikol Malkum, the Gemara says, Kasha the Rav. This is still a question. Because Rav said Shema before putting on tefillin, and here the Bryce says you should put tefillin on and then recite Shema. So Rav, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Sfirla, he holds that Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Damar, Ol Mechel Shemaim Tzechila, Acharkach Ol Mitzvah. The person should be Mechabal Ol Mechel Shemaim first by reciting Shema, and only afterwards should he perform the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Eimer da'amar b'Yoshua ben Karcha lacked in Kri L'Kriyah. This was the Sfar in terms of the order of the parshas of Shema, that Mechabal Ol Mechel Shemaim before performing Mitzvah. But Kri L'Yasiyah Mishmaseh, but what he say to actually say Shema before performing an actual mitzvah. The Sum, moreover, Mi Savarle, Rabbi Shua Makarcha, does Rav really hold like Rabbi Shua Makarcha? V'homer Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, didn't Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi teach us? Zimnin Sagin, there were a number of occasions, Hava Kamina Kami de Rav, he was standing in front of Rav, and Makdim Mashiyode, and he woke up and washed his hands, Umevarach, he said the Bircha Chatorah, Umasi Le Pirkin, he taught Mishnayos, Gemara, Umanach Tefillin, he put Tefillin on, Barei Kare Kriyashma, then he recited Shema. So we see that he did wear Tefillin on occasion before reciting Shema. So, the Chitim, if you're going to tell me, the Delo Masi is Man Kriyashma, maybe the second case, the reason why he put Tefillin on first, and then said Shema afterwards, because when he put Tefillin on first, it wasn't his Man Shema. Im Kain, my Asadasi Derav Chiya Barashi, so what's the testimony, what's the Chiddush then? If it wasn't his Man Kriyashma, So then, of course, he couldn't say it until later on. So what's he being chadish to us? The Gemara says, really, la puke miman damer. This is coming to exclude the opinion. The Mishnah ain't tzarach levarich. K'mashvan de'af l'mishnah nami tzarach levarich. What Rabbi Shuman Karch, rather what Rabbi Bechir was teaching us here was not a din about tefillin and not tefillin, Shema, the order. He was teaching us a different din that he was teaching Mishnah, and there's an opinion we saw in Daf Yud Aleph that some hold that learning Mishnah doesn't require Birchas HaTorah. So he taught us that before he taught Mishnayos, Rav was makpid to say Birchas HaTorah. So Mishnayos do require Birchas HaTorah. But this has no impact on the halacha of reciting Shema and Tefillin in that order. We call Mokum Kasha Rav. In the end of the day, we still have Kasha to Rav. Because we did have a number of occasions where Rav would say Shema before putting on Tefillin, when the Braisa clearly states that one should first wear Tefillin and then recite Shema. And the Gemara says, Ushluchu Diyavet. The Gemara answers, look, my answer is Ushluchu the Abbas. That what happened was that really he wanted to put tefillin on first, but then his messenger, his assistant, his gabbai, was late in bringing the tefillin and came to Zman Shema. He didn't want to miss the Shema, so therefore he said Shema even though he was not wearing the tefillin. So Amar Ula says, Kol HaKori Kriyashma Velo Tefillin Ki'ilu Meid Edus Sheker Be'asma. Person who recites Shema and doesn't wear tefillin, that's as if he brought a testimony, a false testimony. Because how do you, recite Shema, talking about Kshartim Leolos, talking about tefillin and not wear tefillin? That's Eidus Sheker. This becomes very relevant on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, of course, we don't wear tefillin in the morning, we recite Shema. So we have no choice, because we have a din of Avelis and we can't wear tefillin in the morning. The afternoon when we have tefillin on, so then the question becomes, are you supposed to recite Shema? Some say you have to recite Shema, because you have to fulfill the din of reciting Shema with tefillin. Others say no, because since you read your Yotei Shema in the morning, and we recite Shema in the afternoon, that's not really necessary for Shema, and therefore that might be considered limud haTorah, and you're not allowed to learn fun Tisha B'Av. So there is a question in Halacha whether or not a person should recite Shema in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av when a person puts on tefillin. So if you take a look at Tosfos just for a second before you finish the daf, Tosfos writes in Mikol Mitzvos Hamuros B'Torah. He said a person is osik in Kfuras Ameis, he's patur from all mitzvahs. So the Brisa says he's patur from mitzvahs, and Tosfos says he's patur from tefillin. So Tosfos wants to know, why did it specify sites? Tosfos asks the question, "Vim tamar b'chi kriyashma lohavi b'chlam mitzvos hamuros b'Torah." So he says the Brisa says he's patur from Shema, patur from tefillin, patur from Kol Mitzvos Hamuros B'Torah. So okay. So do I need to say in the Brisa he's patur from all mitzvahs b'Torah? Now we know, of course, that includes Shema and includes tefillin and tefillin. The Tosfos answers, at least with respect to tefillin, or rather with respect to Shema, v'yeshomer di lo tani behedya kriyashma. Had kriyashma not been singled out, I would have thought the daf kahani to less the kriyashma. Perhaps only these that have no kriyashma, such as tefillin, so that's puzzle. Aval kriyashma, the kriyashma is a set time to recite Shema, lo hoel, lo, one is not exempt, hovizman over, klashma over. So maybe since the zman of Shema is pressing, you have to say it by the third hour of the day and you're going to miss it, since it's pressing, maybe that would be the one exception where you can interrupt the burial mace for Shema. Kamashwan, it's specified even Kriyashma, an individual in such a case, would be puzzled. There's an interesting discussion that comes up on the beginning of the Amud Beis here about Hashem El Kechem Emes. The person davens by himself, we say Kel Me'ach Neman before Shema, in order to make sure that there are Ramach words, 248 words. Because normally, when the Chazan says Ani Hashem El Kechem Emes, that includes the Ramach. Hashem El Kechem Emes, that's three words he adds, so we all get another three words. Because Shema has really 245 words, so Hashem Elokeichem Emes is another three, that's 248. But we're not davening with a tzibor, we daven with Yechidus, so then you say Kel Melech Neman before him to give 248 words. Fine. So the interesting thing, the Ma'aril says that a woman, and this different din in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, that a woman should not light Ner in Yom HaKippurim, Ner Yom Kippur, because since a Ner has a gematria of 250, and Kenegede Ramach Yivarim Shel Adam, plus the Ruach and Neshama, so man has the 248 limbs, plus the Ruach is and Neshama, that's 250. So Ner is connected to man's body. But in Isha, the Mishnah tells us, has more Ivarim. So it's not Shayach Ner, the math doesn't work out, so he says not to, a woman shouldn't light the Ner Tchanukah, and it's brought down by the Magne Ram as well, on the Shulchan Aruch. So, now we of course, women do light the Ner Chanukah, Ner Yom Kippur, rather. The Ner Shabbos should have the same inyan. Okay. Either way, there's an interesting din about women lighting in Ner's Chanukah, Ner's Yom HaKippur, I'm sorry. So the Chuvas Siach Yitzchak says, when a woman, the same line of thinking about Ramach Yivarim, a woman having more than Ramach Yivarim, so the Chuvas Siach Yitzchak says, should a woman recite Kel Melech Neman if she's doubting B'Yechidus, because it really won't help her. She doesn't have 248 limbs, she has more than that, so maybe she shouldn't say it. And on top of that, Kel Melech Neman serves as a hefsek between the bracha. So for a man, so it's somewhat of a need. So it's a hefsek that has a purpose of giving ramach words. But for a woman, there's no purpose. She doesn't have ramach limbs in her body. So the so it sounds like from the Ramah, the fact that Ramah says every yachid who davens Shema B'Yechidus should say Kel Melech Neman. He doesn't specify, doesn't distinguish between man and woman. Pasha Pshad is even women who have to say this. And there's a rokeach that says Esther, when she said the kapitel chabez in Tilim al yelas shachar, the reason why she said that because it has ramach tevos, like the number of limbs that she has. That's what the rokeach says. Bah, don't women have more than ramach evarim? We just said it must be that even women who have more than ramach evarim, they're ramach evarim that are the ikker, and there are a few extras which are secondary, but the anthem, women, even women have Ramach Evarim as the Ikr, and therefore, according to this, it would be shaykh for a woman to say Kel Melech Neman before reciting Kriyashma. Let's finish off the daf. Now the Gemara says, Amar Bichir, Ba'aba, Amar Yochem, Ki Ilu Hikriv, anyone, going back on the previous statement, anyone who says Shema without tefillin, it's Ki Ilu Hikriv Ola below Mincha. It's as if you did a half-baked job. You brought your carbon Ola, but you did not bring the carbon Mincha that's supposed to accompany it. And also similar to Zebach below Nisachim, where you brought the carbon, but you didn't bring the wine, you didn't bring that which enhances it. So to say Shema without tefillin, it's like either of these ideas. Okay, we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.